Welcome to the Alex Show with
Alex
and Alex. Good to see you, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Last week you said we can find happiness even in the smallest areas of life. Just yesterday, I was surprised that I found it joyful to read a text about word formation. I was completely focused.
Oh, that's interesting. That reminds me of a book that I read about a year ago. It was called Flow, and it explained the theory of flow. Being a state of flow means that you're so focused on something that you completely forget the world around you, and the time passes by without you realizing. So maybe that's what happened to you.
Flow? That's a strange name.
You think so?
Yes.
Then how would you describe the feeling that you had while reading the text yesterday?
Well, that's difficult to say. Maybe like being carried by a river without having much thoughts?
Well, that's exactly what the author wrote in his book. It describes the feeling of being carried by an internal force like a flowing river. So in my opinion, flow is quite a fitting name.
Actually, I think it's a fitting name too. So I get this feeling when I go running. You don't really feel the steps anymore. Your body does it all for you and you get completely lost in your thoughts. Do you do any sports?
No, but I also have other hobbies where I achieve this flow state. For example, I like to play video games, and when I defeat the end boss or finish a level, I'm so focused on it that I completely forget everything. I forget the time, and then I've spent too much time focusing on this one particular task that I forget everything around me.
I'm sure developers have this in mind when programming the game. I think this is what makes them so addictive.
Oh, of course. When I read the book Flow, the author described it as only being achievable if you have a good balance between difficulty and skills. Because if it's too easy, you get bored, but if it's too hard, you get frustrated and give up. So, if we take the video game Super Mario as an example, as I'm sure everyone knows about it, in the game, the first level is quite easy, and there you learn the basic mechanics, and as you progress, it gets gradually harder. You will most likely keep playing even if you lose, because you get this feeling that you know you can do it. And if you are able to overcome these harder stages and beat the game, then you get this gratifying feeling, which can be quite addictive.
I'm sure we can apply this theory to studying or professional life. Coming back to the book example from earlier, I actually took a morphology class in the first semester, and this year's book is very related, though a little more difficult. Probably 80 or 90% were already covered in last year's class. And the 10 to 20%, that is new information. And that is what makes it so challenging, but at the same time, also interesting. Just like the video games.
Exactly.
I think it's key to keep all tasks, be it for uni or private life, challenging, but not overwhelming. This ensures that we have fun when studying. I do this by cutting my tasks into subtasks that are doable within 30 minutes. Reading 10 pages a day is much more handleable than 70 the night prior to class. What are your tactics to keep having fun while studying?
Well, I start with the easier tasks first, before tackling a more difficult one. This makes it much easier for me to get into a topic and not be discouraged by the difficulty of it, and it's much easier to get into this flow state.
And if our listeners have any other ideas, you can leave us a comment. It was nice talking to you, Alex, and thanks for sharing your thoughts. Applying flow into my daily routine will definitely help me to be happier.
Oh, thank you, Alex. It was a nice conversation. I hope this theory will help you and our listeners. So, thank you for listening and see you next week. Bye.
Bye.